with this lovely cake. So, thank you. Where is Sarah? 谢谢我们的小孩，我相信今天早晨我们的父亲都是大家都很高兴啊，我们啊。 Also, thank you all the Sunday school teacher. Okay, really make the dads happy.
谢谢主日学老师，让我们当爸爸的都很开心。Okay,
Happy Father's Day.
大家父亲节快乐。
Maybe let all the fathers stand up and we give them
some. 我们来给所有的爸爸一个鼓掌，所有做爸爸的请起。
Oh, okay.
谢谢你们。
Thank you, thank you.
谢谢你们为孩子的付出。
Okay.
好，请坐。
Yeah, please be seated. Okay, so today we are going to talk about the master of my life.
今天的题目是生命的主。
We are living in a new era of high tech.
我们住在一个这个高科技的新世纪。
The security system is much more advanced than before.
现在保全保安的系统都非常的发达。
For those who come from China, you must have heard about nowadays that there are many intelligent cities in China.
那么从国内来的朋友们就会听说，有很多的城市现在有这个人工智慧的这个保安保全。
There are all kinds of technology which can identify who you are and what you are doing.
这些高科技呢，可以辨识你的身份，还有辨识你正在做的事情。
When you go shopping today, you only need to bring your phone, which has the WeChat Pay or Alipay functions.
那么你去购物的时候呢，现在只需要带你的电话，有微信，你就可以用微信支付或者是支付宝。
You don't have to bring cash nor credit card.
不需要带现金，也不需要带信用卡。
After you pick your item in the store, you just go to the self checkout station.
你买了这个东西之后呢，你就去自动结账的地方。
Once you scan your barcode, there is a facial recognition camera matching your face with the record to ensure that you are the person using that code.
你扫描了这个条码之后，就会有一个辨识人脸的技术来确定这是你买的。
So then you can finish the transaction and then pick your goods and walk out.
然后你买完了，你就可以直接走了。
So the facial recognition technology is very advanced and also usable in China right now.
所以在中国现在是非常的发达，而且这个技术也是非常的广泛的使用。
I just came back from China last week and I can share with you one of my experience.
我刚从国内回来，所以我现在跟大家分享一下我的经验。
So this is not in the store, but once I was visiting a customer.
有一次我就是去拜访一个客户。
It's a factory.
是一个工厂。
So I tried to enter.
我要进去。
And I have to stand in front of this camera.
我要站在这个相机前面。
And then I stand there, nothing happened.
我站在前面的时候，没有什么事情发生。
And I keep on seeing people and my, you know, people walking by, just stand there, and then the gate opened.
然后我就发现其他人就从我旁边走过去，然后他们只要站在那个前面，那个门就自动打开了。
I say, wow, okay, it recognized that I haven't been registered. That's why I couldn't go in.
因为他认出我不是这工厂里面的一个员工，所以我进不去。
So it's very commonly used right now in China.
所以现在在中国真的是广泛的使用。
Such technology also has been adopted in the civilian security system too.
当然在这个保安保全的公司里面也使用这些系统。
In some cities, the government has installed high-definition camera in every street corner.
在有一些城市呢，政府已经在每一个街道的转角都已经装了这个相机。
When you walk by or drive by, they can recognize you.
你走过去或者你开车经过，他们都能认出你。
So if you have done something wrong, the video camera can catch you right there.
所以你如果犯法的话，在马上就认出啊，这个人在这里。
And that's very true. Say, for example, if you just pass through or drive through a red light.
如果你闯红灯,
you'll be stopped by a police in the next crossroad.
你下一个街口就会被警察拦下来。
Or if you're a fugitive, once you walk by those cameras.
如果你是个逃犯，然后你经过这个相机。
Through the big data analysis up in the cloud, they can recognize you, and the police will show up in seconds.
这个云端的大数据分析系统马上就可以认出你来，然后警察过不多久就会出现了。
How do you feel living in such a closely monitoring society?
你住在这么频密的监视你的社会里面，你感觉怎么样呢？
I think depend on who you are and what you want to do.
我想可能也是取决于你是谁，你的身份，还有你想做什么。
If you want to do something bad or have done something bad, you definitely don't want to be tracked like this.
如果你想要犯法，或者是你曾经做过犯法的事情，那你当然不想要被这样认出来。
There are many murder cases being caught by this camera, which are solid proof against those murderers.
有一些这个杀人案就是这样子破的，就是有相机捕捉到他们犯法的时候。
Or in those traffic accidents, with those video record, they can show a proof, a piece of evidence on who is right and who is wrong.
那么发生交通事故的时候，也不用怕没有人作证，或者是公说公有理，就只要那个相机一掉出来，就可以看到之前发生的事情。
If you always want to do the right thing, this civilian system can provide you a good security against those criminals.
如果你是一个常常想要奉公守法的人呢，那很好，就是这个东西可以保护你不要被坏人侵害。
This become a good protection for you.
这就是一个保护你的工具。
Just like when you are walking on the street at night.
好像你晚上在路上走。
If you want to rob someone or steal things.
如果你想要抢劫或者是偷东西。
You definitely don't want to see a police car patrolling in the street.
你最不想看到的就是有个警察的巡逻车经过。
But on the other hand, if you are walking home by yourself and scared about those, scared about being robbed.
但如果你是一个人走回家路上，你担心有人来害你的话。
When you see a police car patrolling along the way, you will feel safe and grateful.
你看到有警察的巡逻车经过，你就感觉到非常的安全，你也很感激他。
As a Christian, we have a direct relationship with God.
那么我们作为基督徒，我们跟上帝有直接的一个关系。
Do you know who God is?
你知道上帝是谁吗
？Do you know how powerful He is?
你知道他多有能力吗
？And how much care He has for you?
他有多在乎你吗
？The God we believe is omnipotent, omnipresent, all knowing, and all righteous, and most importantly.God is love. Who cares for you?
我们所相信的这位神是全能的，是全在的，全知的，也是公义的。最重要的是，他也是爱我们的上帝。
If God is just all powerful and righteous, but without care and love,
如果上帝呢只是全能跟公义的，但是没有爱
，we are always living under fear as we don't know when He will destroy us because of our wrongdoing.
我们就会永远活在恐惧当中，因为我们不知道什么时候神会因我们犯的罪而惩罚我们。
However, if God is all-loving and caring, but not all-powerful,
但是如果神相反的是慈爱的，但是他不是全能的
，He may not be able to protect us from evil.
那他也不能够保护我们不受邪恶的侵害。
We are grateful that our God is both all-powerful and all-caring. We can cast our faith and entrust our life to Him always.
所以我们很感激我们的上帝是全能的，但是他又是慈爱的，所以我们可以把我们的生命完全的交托给他。
Today we are going to study the book of Psalm 139.
今天我们来看到诗篇139篇
，which was written by David.
这个是大卫写的诗。
It talk about how David realized who is God and how he committed his life to his Lord.
他讲到上帝是谁，然后大卫是如何把他的生命交托给主。
Psalm 139 can be divided into two major sections.
诗篇一百三十九篇可以分成两个部分。
The first section is talk about who is God.
第一个部分就是上帝是谁。
And the second one is how shall we respond to Him.
第二个部分就是我们应该如何回应他。
So the first section is talk about who God is.
第一个部分就讲到上帝是谁。
God knows.
上帝知道。
God cares.
上帝也关顾我们。
God creates.
上帝创造
and God planned.
还有神也计划
and our response will be
那么我们的回应就是
to identify
认同他
and submit
还有顺服他
so let's go through these points one by one today
所以今天我们就要来
first thing is about talking about God knows
第一个我们就讲到神知道什么
let's read all together all this from verse 1 to 4
1到4节耶和华你已经鉴察我认识我我坐下我起来你都晓得你从远处知道我的意念我行路我躺卧你都细察你也深知我一切所行的耶和华我舌头上的话你没有一句不知道的
David start by saying that God has searched him and known him
大卫一开始就说上帝已经鉴察过他认识他
This is the all-knowing God nature.
这就是讲到第一个神的属性，就是他是全知的神。
That has nothing to do with us.
这个属性跟我们是没有关系的。
Whether you believe or not believe in Him,
不管你相信他还是不相信他
，God not just know everything, but know everyone.
上帝知道所有事情，也知道所有人。
Such knowledge is a very such knowledge is to a very detailed extent, as written over here.
这个他的姿势呢是非常的细致的。
Whether I sit or stand,
不管我们是坐下还是起来。
Whether I going out or lying down,
不管是我们出门去还是躺下来。
God sees everything.
上帝都看见。
In the past, people may not be able to understand how this could have happened.
以前呢，我们可能不能够了解这个是怎么可能呢？
However, I just mentioned about the surveillance camera technology today, even by human being, even the government will be able to know what you are doing.
所以呢，我们刚刚看到了这个这个保全的系统，这些无所不在的相机，就是连政府都可以知道我们在干什么，上帝怎么可能不知道呢？
Of course, our Almighty God can see.And our God not just able to see outward behavior, He can also see through our thoughts.
那么上帝不只是能够看见我们外在的行为，他还能看见我们的内心思想。
In verse 2, it says that you perceive my thoughts from afar.
第二节说呢，你从远处知道我的意念。
Sometimes we can deceive others by our outward behaviors.
有时候我们可以透过我们外在的行为来欺骗别人。
However, God knows our intention deep inside our hearts.
但上帝却知道我们内心的意念。
Nothing can be hidden from in front of God.
在神面前没有东西是可以隐藏的。
Besides what we did, God also knows very well of what we said.
那第二点就是上帝也知道我们所说的所有话。
Because in verse 4 it says, "Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely."
第四节说，耶和华啊，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
Why King David specifically highlight the words from our tongue?
为什么大卫王要特别说到舌头上的话呢？
As he knew that it's not just what we did could affect others.
因为他知道不只是影响别人的，不只是我们的行动。
But a lot of time, what we said even has bigger effect on others.
很多时候我们所说的话在别人生命当中有更严重的影响。
As said by James in James 3.Verse 5 say, likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark.
雅各书三章五节说，这样舌头在白体里也是最小的，却能说大话。看哪，最小的火能点冲最大的树林。
A lot of time we may not be able to do whatever we want to do.
很多时候我们可能不能够做我们想做的事。
However, we can easily say it out, which represents what's inside our mind.
但是有时候我们说出的话却直接反射我们心里面所想的。
For example, when you hate someone and you want that person to be disappear in the world,
比如说你如果很恨一个人，你希望这个人从世界上消失。
You may not dare to kill that person, but you can curse that person with the most evil words.
可能你不能够杀这个人，但是你却可以用最恶毒的话来诅咒他。
That's to show how your intention inside.
这就是显示出你内心的意图。
We know that in the beatitude of the mountain.Of the mount, Jesus said that it's not what we did count, but it's what our intention count.
在登山宝训里面，耶稣说，不只是我们所做的东西算数，连我们想的都算数。
So over here, God doesn't just have a very high definition surveillance camera, which record what we did, but He also has the most precise MP4 to record what we said.
所以呢，上帝不只是我继续用我们刚刚的例子，他不只是有高解析度的这个摄像机，他甚至还有非常高解析度的录音机，能够录下我们所说的每一句话。
Isn't that scary?
这是不是很可怕呢？
But why we think it's scary?
但是我们为什么认为这个很可怕呢？
Of course, nowadays we always talk about privacy.
我们现在最流行就是讲到隐私。
Everyone needs to have some space which is protected.
我们每一个人都需要有自己的空间。
However, that's under one condition.
但是这个是有但书的。
That if what you want to keep is right and not wrongful to others.
也就是说，你的隐私是想要保护对的好的东西，而不能是伤害别人的东西。
We know that under normal situation, no one has the right to go into your home without invitation.
我们知道，在正常的情况下，别人不可以在你没有邀请他的情况下进到你的家里。
However, if you are a crime suspect,
但是如果你是一个这个嫌犯。
The court can issue a warrant to let the police to search your home.
法院就能够开这个搜索票，让警察进到你家里面去搜索。
Most of the time that we want to hide are those things that are not something not good.
有时候呢，大部分时候我们想要隐藏的东西都是不好的东西。
I think that's the human nature from our forefather.
这个就是从我们的祖先遗传下来的人性。
Adam and Eve. Before they ate the forbidden fruit, they could talk to God face to face.
在亚当跟夏娃吃这个禁果之前，他们可以跟上帝面对面的说话。
However, once they commit sins against God, they hid themselves and they had no face to see God.
但是他们犯了罪以后呢，他们就躲藏起来，然后他们没有脸见神。
Just like if you a 5 years old kid doing something wrong in your room.
如果你想象一下，你是一个五岁的小孩，你在你的房间里面，做了父母不喜欢的事情。
When you hear the door lock is turning.
如果你听到这个转动门把的声音。
First thing in your mind is to hide.
第一件事情就是想要躲藏。
On the other hand, if you have done something good.
但另外一个方面，如果你做了一件好事。
Or if you achieve a full mark in your test.
或者是你考试成绩考得非常好。
When you see your parents.
你看到你父母的时候
，You run over to them and yell that, "Oh, how good result I have today!"
你可能就跑过去说啊，你看我今天考得多好。
So it all depends on what are you doing.
所以这真的都是看你在做什么。
If you live a righteous life, you have nothing to scare to know that God knows everything.
如果你过的是公义的生活，那你就一点都不怕上帝知道所有事情。
So we have to know that the God we believe is and knows everything. He's an all-knowing God.
所以我们知道我们所信的这位上帝是一位全知的上帝。
The second point is God cares.
第二点就是上帝关顾我们。
Let's read verse 5 to 12.
我们来读5到12节。你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上，这样的知识奇妙，是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。我往哪里去躲避你的灵？我往哪里躲逃避你的面？你若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。
In verse 5, you say, "You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me."
第五节说，你在我前后环绕我，按手在我身上。
This explains the omnipresence of God's nature.
这个就说到神的全在。
God is everywhere.
上帝是无所不在的。
Just like air is everywhere.
好像空气无所不在。
That's the fact. Also.But what's the intention behind?
这是一个事实，但是背后的意思是什么呢？
God's intention is not to pick on your mistake.
上帝说他是全在的，并不是为了想要来挑你的错处。
God is not like a police that always try to find something that you have done wrong.
上帝不是像警察一样，一直想要来看你哪里做的不对。
But instead, is to protect you from evil.
而是为了要保护你不受坏人侵害。
He cares so much about you that he wants to be with you all the time.
他这样的关顾你，他想要时时刻刻的与你在一起。
Just like when you have a baby at home，
就像你如果家里面有小 baby，
many parents will install a baby monitor in the baby room。
很多父母就会装设这个小 baby 专用的摄像头。
What's the purpose of doing that？
那为什么要这样做呢
？Because the parent cares about the baby。
因为父母关顾这个孩子。
And also want to attend the baby once the baby cry for help。
也希望这孩子一哭有需要的时候就能够立刻去照顾他。
The baby would not feel his privacy is being intruded with such a monitor.
那这个孩子呢，肯定不会觉得他的隐私被侵犯了。
This is a protection from a caring parent.
因为这是一个爱他的父母给他的保护。
Similarly, God's presence in our life is to protect us as we are living in an evil world.
同样的，我们活在这个世界上是一个邪恶的世界，所以上帝也保护我们。
As Peter mentioned in 1 Peter, Chapter 5, verse 8. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour.
彼得前书五章八节说，务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Since our forefather Adam ate the forbidden fruit and disobeyed to the creator's command.
自从我们的祖先亚当吃了这个禁果，然后违背了上帝的意志之后
，sin dominate the mankind。
罪就已经
dominate 是
主宰了人类。
Human being was made in the image of God。
人类是照着神的形象造的。
We should all have the virtue of God in us。
我们里面应该都有上帝的品格。
However, since sins came into the world, our conscience had been contaminated.
但是自从罪进入世界里以后，我们的良心已经被污染了。
The sinful nature carried on for generations is just like part of our DNA.
这个罪恶的遗传就在世世代代当中一代代传下去，就好像我们的DNA 一样。
God is holy and can't tolerate sins.
上帝是圣洁的，他不能够容忍罪恶。
Therefore, the sinful being always try to run away from the holy God.
所以有罪的人就常常想要从这个圣洁的神面前逃跑。
So over here it says verse 7 to verse 10 it say that where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your spirit?
所以诗篇139篇第七节呢说，我往哪里去躲避你的灵，我往哪里去逃躲避你的面。
There are at least two reasons why we want to stay away from God.
我们想要逃避神呢有两个原因。
The first one is we want to be the master of our own life.
第一个就是我们想要为自己的生命做主。
In verse 9, you say, If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea.
第九节说，我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住。
We don't want to be subject to God's sovereignty.
我们不想要上帝的主权来指挥我们。
Remember when Satan attempted Adam and Eve to violate God's command?
记得这个撒旦试着想要引诱夏娃去违背上帝的意思。
Satan told them that For God knows that when you eat from it Your eyes will be open And you will be like God Knowing good and evil
撒旦跟夏娃说因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了你们便如上帝能知道善恶
That means you will be as good as your creator
意思就是说呢你就跟神一样了
No longer need to live under his sovereignty
不需要活在他的主权底下。
Just like a kid get to the adolescent stage of their life, he thinks that he's mature enough to make his own decision.
就好像一个小孩子他长到了青少年的时候呢，他就觉得他已经够成熟，他可以做自己的决定。
I don't need to listen to my parents.
我不需要听我父母的话。
Seems that's part of the nature of our life.
这个就是我们人生的这个天性。
This reminds us about the parable of the prodigal son.
这让我想起浪子的比喻。
He used to live with his father.Will be inheriting his father's property.
这个浪子呢，本来是跟他的父亲住在一起，本来可以继承他父亲的财产。
However, he was not contented with such life, but wanted to be the master of his own life.
但是他不想要过这样的生活，他想要自己主宰，自己过日子。
He asked for his own share and left home to live his own life.
所以他就让他爸爸把他的那份财产给他，他就离开家去过他的日子。
All he did was to waste what he got, and to the very end.He has nothing left but living with the swine, but can't even eat what the swine eat.
到最后，他的就是结局，就是把所有东西都挥霍完了，然后呢，不得不去放猪，然后跟猪抢吃的东西。
A lot of time when it comes to our life plan, we always want to be in charge.
很多时候，我们有关于我们生命的计划，我们想要自己来控制。
We have a lot of dream to pursue.
我们有自己的梦想想要达成。
But didn't realize that we are all limited.
但是我们没有想到，我们都是很有限的。
We thought our fate is in our hand.
我们认为我们的命运掌握在自己的手中。
However, in reality, you don't even know whether you are still alive tomorrow.
但是事实上呢，我们都没有人能够确定明天是不是还活着。
As Jesus said in the parable of a rich man, only thinking of extending his wealth, but don't even know whether he is still alive tomorrow.
耶稣说到的一个富人的比喻，就是他非常的有钱，他一直在想怎么样可以赚更多的钱，但是却不知道他明天就死了。
James reminds us in James 4, verse 14, Why you do not even know what will happen tomorrow? What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
在雅各书四章十四节说，其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
Life has good moments as well as bad times.
人生当中有起有落。
Just like the psalmist said in verse 8, If I go up to the heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there.
就好像诗人在诗篇139篇里面说的，我若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。
I think it's understandable that if we go up to the heavens, we will see God is there.
我们如果升到天上，应该会看到上帝吧。
Because God is in heaven.
因为神住在那里嘛。
That's why when good things happen in our life, we easily say, "Thank you, Lord, praise the Lord."
所以当我们生命中发生好事的时候呢，我们很容易就说感谢主。
However, even if bad things happen, like making his bed in the depths, God is also there.
但是同时我们要记得。很糟的事情发生的时候，好像在阴间下榻的时候，神也在那里。
God is also there when we are in the bad time.
当我们遇到逆境的时候，神也在那里。
In Psalm chapter 23, verse 4, it says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me."
诗篇二十三篇四节说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
A Christian life never be a trouble-free life.
基督徒的生命一定不是毫无艰险或者是毫无困难的。
But it's a life which we can experience the companionship of our Lord in every moment.
但是这个生活却是由我们的主在任何的时候都做我们的陪伴。
God cares for us to an extent that He's willing to walk through the darkest moment in our life.
上帝这样的关顾我们，以至于他愿意在我们人生最低谷、最黑暗的时候，都与我们同在。
The very significant meaning of the salvation is the suffering of Christ on the cross.
我们的救恩里面最重要的一个其中的意义，就是耶稣在十字架上面受死。
God became man and bare our sins on the cross.
上帝道成肉身，在十字架上背负我们的罪。
God cares for us and willing to be with us in every moment in our life, whether it's up or down moments.
上帝关顾我们，愿意与时时刻刻与我们同在，无论是很开心的时候，或者是很黑暗的时候。
I said in verse 10, say, even there, your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast.
第十节说，就是在那里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
Today is Father's Day.
今天是父亲节。
We are all grateful to our biological parents who took care of us and brought us up.
我们都很感激我们的生身父母照顾我们，然后把我们养大。
I believe that we all experience that our parents always be with us, whether we are in good time or especially when we are in bad times.
可能我们也都经历过我们的父母在我们顺境逆境当中都在我们旁边帮助我们。
However, it also reminds us that we have such a caring and understanding Heavenly Father who loves us that much and willing to sacrifice the begotten Son to redeem us from the sinful status.
今天我们也再度被提醒，我们的上帝这位天父是这样的爱我们，愿意为我们付出他的独生儿子，为我们的罪死，把我们从罪中救出来。
And restore our honorable children, the status of this honorable children in front of God.
恢复我们在上帝面前荣耀的儿子的身份。
And the second point of why we want to, you know, flee away from God is we have sinned and we are shameful to see God.
第二个原因，我们想要逃避神的原因，就是因为我们犯罪，我们羞耻，不想要见神。
Just like I just mentioned about that, when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden food, they hid themselves up and didn't want to see God face to face.
就像我们刚刚提到的，亚当跟夏娃吃了禁果之后，他们就躲起来了，不想要见神。
They were afraid of God's punishment.
他们害怕被处罚。
Such kind of motive can be found in every one of us.
这样子的动机，我想我们每一个人心里面都是能够理解的。
We always want to run away if we have done something wrong.
我们犯了罪，我们都想要逃避。
Just like the psalmist said over here, verse 11, If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become light around me.
十一节说，我若说黑夜必定遮蔽我，我周围的亮光必成为黑夜。
We have sinned against God and living in a sinful life is just like living in the darkness.
我们犯罪得罪神，就好像活在黑暗里面一样。
We can't discern right from wrong.
在黑暗里面已经没有办法辨识什么是对的，什么是错的。
Our sinful nature just cover up our conscience.
因为我们的罪性把我们的良心给遮盖了。
We thought we are hopeless.
我们会认为我们是无望的、绝望的。
However, because God cared for us and sent His own begotten Son, Jesus, to die for us on the cross.
但是因为上帝爱我们，让他独生子来为我们死在十字架上。
He came all the way down to search for us.
他一直来到世间找寻我们。
God is righteous, and the weight of sins is death.
上帝是公义的，而罪的工价是死。
However, He is also merciful and forgiving.Just like the story of the prodigal son.
但是他也是慈爱的，愿意宽恕我们，就像浪子回头的比喻里面说到的。
So long as we return to him and seek for his forgiveness, he will embrace us in his arm and take us back home.
诗人说，如果我们认罪悔改，回到他的怀抱当中，他就愿意再度的拥抱我们。
He sees you wherever you are, and he cares for you and will never forsake you.
他看到你，无论你在哪里都看到你，而且无论在哪里，他也不会离弃你。
Even oftentimes, you may even give up on yourself, but he never.
当你都放弃你自己的时候，上帝也不会放弃你。
We will surely be able to find hope in him.
我们可以在他里面找到盼望。
As written in verse 12, saying that even the darkness will not be dark to you, the night will shine like the day, for darkness is as night to you.
十二节说，黑暗也不能遮蔽我，使你不见；黑夜却如白昼发亮。黑暗和光明，在你看都是一样。
God cares for you.
上帝在乎你。
The third point is talking about God's create.
第三点讲到神创造世界。
Let's read all together, verse 13 to 16.
我们一起来读。我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已覆庇我。我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心深知道的。我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络，那时我的形体并不向你隐藏，我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。
Life is amazing.
生命是非常的奇妙。
All of us came from the mother's womb.
我们每一个人都是从母亲的子宫里面生出来的。
Anything you have done to make that happen?
是你的功劳吗？
None of us decide whether you want to come to this world or not.
我们没有一个人是自己决定来到这个世界上的。
Or whether you can come or not.
也没有办法决定说是不是能够来到这个世界上。
You think everything is in your hand and you can do whatever you want, at least you can't make the decision of whether you should come to this world or not.
如果你认为你是自己命运的主宰的话，那么第一个不能够做主宰的事情就是你怎么来到这个世界上。
It's God who created you in your mother's womb.
是上帝在你的母腹里面
创造了你。He knows every tiny bit of you.
他知道你的身上的每一个小细节。
EvenYou are ignorant of how life came and how it grows.
虽然你并不知道生命是怎么来的，怎么样成长的。
The psalmist used the amazing nature of life formation to highlight the power of our Creator God.
诗人用生命的奇妙来显示上帝的能力。
God is the master, or the master designer, or architect of your life.
上帝是我们生命的建筑师，也是设计者。
In verse 15, it says, "My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth."
第十五节说，我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络，那时我的形体并不向你隐藏。
The most important fact is that we belong to Him, as we are created by Him.
最重要的就是我们是被他造的，我们也属于他。
He knows every tiny bit of you.
他知道我们身上所有的小细节。
Should we place our faith and trust in the God who designed and created us in the first place?
我们是不是应该把我们的生命交托在这个创造我们、设计我们的上帝手中呢？
If not God, who else we can trust?
除了神，我们还能够相信谁呢？
The fourth part is talking about God's plans.
第四点讲到神的计划。
Let's read all together, verse 16 to verse 18. 我们一起来读
十六到十八节。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。神啊，你的意念向我何等宝贵，其数何等众多。你若数点，比海沙更多。我睡醒的时候，仍和你同在。
We are living in the limitation of time.
我们是活在时空的限制底下。
No matter how long you live, you can only live for the very moment.
不管你活了多长，但是也都只能活在当下。
As what happened in the last second became history, which has no matter, which no matter what you can't make to change, you can't make anything to change it.
在发生在过去的事情，就算只是上一秒的事情，都已经是历史了，你不能够改变它。
And the next second in the future is not in your hand, which you have no control on it.
而下一秒的事情就是属于未来的事情，我们也是不能够控制的。
So we are always living in this moment.
所以我们时时刻刻的只是活在这一刻。
However, God created time and not limited by it.
但是上帝他是创造时间的，所以他不被时间所限制。
That's why Psalmist said, "Remind us that all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be."
所以诗人说，你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，你都写在你的册上了。
This is something that we can never be able to understand.
这个是我们完全永远无法理解的事情。
God's plan is so amazing that even that can cover our mistakes.
上帝的计划是这么样的奇妙，甚至是能够遮盖我们的错误。
As written in verse 18, say, "When I awake, I'm still with you."
十八节说，我睡醒的时候，仍和你同在。
In the moment which he was asleep, he is out of control of what he did.
在睡觉的时候，这个人是没有控制能力的。
Just like you try to talk to a sleepy person, he won't be able to understand and respond correctly.
就好像你如果跟一个很想睡觉、很困的人讲话呢，他可能听不懂你在说什么，他也没有办法很好的回应你。
Sometimes we may live our life out of our mind and make wrong decisions one after the others.
有时候我们可能就是意识不清楚，理智不清楚，然后我们没有办法做很好的决定。
Just like a sleepy person.
就像一个想睡、很困的人一样。
But God's grace is enough to cover us up.
但是上帝的怜悯却遮盖我们。
This is something that we can't quite understand.
这是我们也不能够完全理解的事。
As the psalmist said, God's plan was numerous as the grains of sand.
因为诗人说，上帝的意念如海沙众多。
A lot of time, things happen in our life beyond our understanding.
很多时候，我们人生当中的事情是我们不能够理解的。
Only when we look back.We will be able to see why that happened.
过了之后回头再看，我们才能够想到，哦，原来是因为这个原因。
I still remember back in 2006 when I was on assignment to Hong Kong, living with my mom.
我记得我2006年的时候，公司把我外派到香港，那时候跟我妈妈住在一起。
I was there earlier, but during that time I was in Hong Kong, and my mom had terminal cancer.
那个时候我妈妈是癌症晚期。
In February, my manager called me and asking me to return back to Eugene.
二月的时候，我的经理上司跟我说要我回尤金。
And my response is no. I need to spend time with my mom in her last days.
我就跟他说啊，不，我要陪我妈妈，她已经是最后一段日子了。
However, during my prayer and devotion, I kept on hearing the voice saying that, "Do you trust me?"
但是在我自己的读经祷告里面呢，我一直听到有声音跟我说：“你相信我吗？”
I said, "Of course, I trust you, but I can't leave my mom."
我说我神，我当然相信你，但是像这个最后一刻的时候，我怎么能够离开我妈呢
？And you know, going through that time, I was very struggled.
那个时候我内心非常的挣扎。
And at the end, I promised the company to return, and even set the date of August 1st that I will be returning back to the U.S.
到最后我就答应我的公司说我会回到美国，而且还是定了日子是8月1号。
I had no idea how that would work.
我不知道这个事情到最后会怎么样。
As I couldn't pray to God that when I have to leave, my mom will still be there. I can't face that.
我不知道怎么祷告，要是我需要离开的时候，我妈妈还在，我怎么样面对这件事情
？Or on the other hand, I also cannot ask God to take her home earlier so that I can leave without any worry.
那当然，我也不能祷告神说，你就快点把他接回家去吧，这样我就可以无牵无挂的走了。
Every day I could only pray for His will be done and trust that He has the master plan in place.
那么我每天就祷告说，愿上帝的旨意成就，知道他是能够把所有事情都成全的主。
Finally, my mom returned to heaven on June 23rd, and we finished all the funeral and memorial service before heading back.To Eugene on July 31st.
那么最后呢，我妈妈是在6月23号的时候过世，就回天家了。之后我们就做一连串的后事，然后全部都在7月31号的时候做完了。
That was a great lesson of faith for me, and I could only be amazed by God's sovereignty plan.
那么我那时候就学到了一个很大的信心的功课，我对于上帝的计划感到非常的讶异。
As written in Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8-9.
在以赛亚书55:8-9这样说
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
耶和华说我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
So we all know about who God is.
所以我们都知道上帝是谁。
God knows everything.
他知道所有事情。
God cares everybody.
他在乎所有人。
God created you and me.
他创造了你和我。
And God has a plan for you and me.
他也对我们的生命有计划。
So with this God, what should be our response?
所以我们认识这样的一位神，我们应该有怎么样的回应呢？
We should identify our life to God and live out the very nature of God.
我们应该与神认同，然后活出神的形象。
Let's read out together in verse 19-22.
我们来读19-22。神啊，你必要杀戮恶人，所以你们好流人血的，离开我去吧。 因为他们说恶言顶撞你，你的仇敌也妄称你的名。耶和华，恨恶你的，我岂不恨恶他们吗？攻击你的，我岂不憎嫌他们吗？我切切地恨恶他们，以他们为仇敌。
We should live a different life and act as the ambassador of Christ in this world.
我们必须要活出一个身份，就是上帝的，在这个世界上面的上帝使者。
That means we love what God loves and we hate what God hates.
也就是说，我们要爱神所爱的，并且恨神所恨的。
As Paul reminds us in Philippians chapter 2, verse 15.
保罗在腓立比书二章十五节提醒我们，使你们无可指责，诚实无畏，在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像光明照耀。
Living a segregated life is the mission of Christian in this world.
我们做基督徒的使命，就是在这个世界上过这个分别为圣的生活。
Because our lives belong to our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为我们的生命属于我们的主耶稣基督。
Not just that we were made by Him, we were redeemed by His precious blood.
我们不但是他创造的，我们也是他所救赎的。
He said He paid His life and bought us from the wrath of God. We should live a life as a witness of Christ.
他用他的生命来把我们从神的愤怒当中拯救出来，所以我们应该要作为神的
见证，
见证耶稣基督的见证。
In our family, in our school, in our workplace, in our friend circle，
在我们的工作、家庭、朋友圈中都做他的见证。
As written in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, let's read together。
我们一起来读。我已经与
基
督同钉
十
字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Our second response would be to submit to God.
我们第二个回应就是应该要归从神。
Let's read out together.
我们一起来读。神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
It's kind of interesting that in the first verse of this psalm, already the same words asking God to search him and know him.
在这一首诗的第一节就已经是求神来鉴察他。
And at the end, he say it again.
但是在最后，他好像呼应，他又重复了一次这句话。
Can you see the reason here?
你知道为什么他这样子说吗？
In the first verse, that is the fact that no matter whether you ask God or not, God already knows you.
因为在第一节呢，他是在陈述一个事实，就是不管你认不认识神，神都已经认识你了。
But in the last verse, the last couple words, he say his prayer and desire is he wished to live a life to please God.
但是在最后一节呢，他就说到他的希望，他的想望就是要过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
He was asking God's help to guide him through and willing to submit himself to God.
他在求神帮助他，能够引导他，然后他能够完全的顺服神。
That's a very important attitude for all Christians.
这是对基督徒来说非常重要的一个态度。
We are not perfect. We will be making mistakes from time to time.
我们不完美，时时刻刻会犯错。
However, we need to examine our hearts whether we truly want God to be our Lord and lead us through every step in our life.
但是我们要检查自己的内心，我们是不是愿意他真的成为我们的主，在生命当中引导我们。
Sometimes we may make a big mistake that we thought this Almighty God should listen to me, bless me, and protect me.
可能有时候我们犯了错，我们跟神祷告说，希望神来保护我，然后救我。
And just to help me, whatever I want to do.
然后帮助我达成我想要做的事情。
And we believe that since he is a powerful and merciful God, he should help me. I mean, I should be taking advantage of such.
可能我们也认为说，他既然是这么样有能力，那他应该帮助我呀，我应该要可以从中获得他的帮助才对啊。
That surely is a wrongful thinking.
这个当然不是一个对的态度。
Indeed, we should submit our life to him and seeking his will to be done in our life.
我们是应该把我们的生命交给他。然后希望他的旨意在我们的生命当中成全。
And explore his mission for you in whatever your plan to be to do and willing to accomplish his will.
然后去找寻他在我们的生命当中有什么样的计划，我们怎么样可以完成他的意志，而不是我们自己的意志。
I didn't see Carol here, so.
有啊 ，Carol 在这里。
Oh, okay, sorry. Tomorrow is the commencement in the year of O.
明天是 U O 的毕业典礼。
We know in the midst of us, Carol is going to graduate and start her next page in her life.
我们当中的 Carol 就毕业，然后要开始生命当中的下一个篇章。
I hope when you look back, what happened in the last few years.
我希望在接下来几年你回首。
No, last few years.
哦，你我希望你现在回首看过去几年的时候。
You should be amazed how God led you here and let you get and to let you to get to know Him.
你会很惊讶，也会非常的惊奇，神是怎么样引领你来到认识他，然后让你
And accept Jesus Christ as your Savior.
接受耶稣基督做你的救主。
Even from time to time, you know that you are not perfect.
知道虽然说你在很多时候都不是完美的。
But God still keep His promise and never forsake you.
但是神还是重承诺的神，他也不会离弃你。
As you are facing the next step in your life.
你在现在面对你人生的下一个篇章的开头。
Whether you're looking for a job here or planning to return home,
不管你是会在这边找工作，还是要回家。
Trust that God has a plan for you ahead.
相信神在前面为你预备了他的道路。
The key is whether you place your faith in Him and seek His presence in every moment in your life.
最重要的就是时时刻刻的求问他的意思，求问他在你生命当中的引领。
Whether it's an up moment or down moment.
不管是在顺境当中还是逆境当中
，Remember, He is with you.
都记得他与你同在。
Nothing going to set you apart from Him.
没有什么事情能够使你与他分离。
You only need to trust and obey, and walking on the walking in His will.
你只需要信靠、顺服，然后活在他的旨意当中。
And the key message is, God loves you and He cares for you.
我们今天的重点信息就是神爱你，他关顾你。
And of course, this is not just for Carol, but for every one of us.
这话当然不只是为 Carol 一个人说的，也是为我们所有人说的。
As I mentioned, the God we believe is our Heavenly Father.
我们所信的这位神是我们的天父。
We are His beloved children.
我们是他所爱的孩子。
He knows you.
他认识你。
He cares for you.
他关顾你。
He created you.
他创造了你。
And He has a plan for you.
他也对你的生命有计划。
What should be your response?
你的回应是什么呢？
Do you want to identify yourself to Him?
你要不要认同他呢？
And submit your life to Him.
将你的生命顺服于他呢？
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。亲爱天父主，我们感谢你，谢谢你是这样子的爱我们，也谢谢你不但是爱我们，你也是公义又是全能的神。所以我们可以毫无惧怕，毫无保留地将我们的生命交托在你的手中。主啊，我们也向你认罪。主，我们知道很多的时候我们太有自己的意志了，我们太有自己的计划了。主啊，很多时候这些计划跟意志都跟你的意思背道而驰，主，我们却不知道。主，我们求你来柔软我们的内心。主，让我们可以时时刻刻地愿意你增多我们减少，你的旨意增多，你的旨意成就，而我们愿意做一个跟随你的人。主啊，求你让这个跟随，这个顺服，活出你的形象跟品格，时时刻刻在我们生命中作为你的光和你的盐，能够做耶稣基督的见证，能够让其他人真的是看见上帝的爱、上帝的公义跟上帝的怜悯。主啊，以至于我们不至于因为羞辱你的名反而让人跌倒。主，我们感谢你。主啊，你愿意给我们第二次的机会，就算是我们再次跌倒，你也再次扶我们起来。我们现在愿意来到你的面前，再一次的向你承认我们的过犯，也再一次的求你来引导我们。谢谢主，今天透过这个信息来向我们说话。我们这样祷告感谢，都是奉靠耶稣基督的名。阿门。